Now, back to more of the Carney Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
Or in John's case, would that be less?
Better. Stronger. Faster.
$6 million Music Club. That's what it is. Maybe that's what we should call it. The $6 million Music Club. 129. Greetings, loved ones. Welcome back. Thursday show. Thursday Music Club and Kara Sneed's first Music Club. Pretty excited.
I'm excited.
Well, we like to promote
local
music. And Samantha Fisher, not only very much involved in that, was doing a local band newspaper, magazine when I met her back in the day, but started up something called Play It Forward. And what she has done with the help of a lot of area musicians and school teachers and music stores is get instruments together, sheet music, money to buy instruments to get this stuff into schools, because music programs are going out the window. They're the first things that are getting cut. And she's making a gigantic difference. So we like to start with Sam by saying hello and then seeing what's going on in that front. Then we get into a little bit of the local music thing. So, Sam, meet Kara.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Doing great. That's a very cool thing you're doing, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Music
it's
opens
very
the
cool
brain
to hear
very
a,
different
a
ways.
Lady's voice on the other line.
I'm surrounded by ladies, as it should be.
Story of your life.
Hello.
Oh, and there's Josh. Well, we were doing pretty well there for a while. So tell us, what have you got? What have you been looking for? What are you on the hunt for, instrument-wise, for the kids?
We would really like some additional violins and some cellos, some stand-up bass. Again, my efforts into East St. Louis, they have more requests. And, again, the music instruments are out there if people will just gather them up and pass them along. Contact Play It Forward. STL.org on the website, and we'll take those instruments off your hands. A buddy of mine just bought me a beautiful brand new acoustic guitar yesterday, so we'll get that passed along here shortly. So the program is doing well, and we should tell your new host with you that we've donated over 600 instruments. I just did a tally a couple of weeks ago, and I started to really figure out how many. And I was blown away by that number. I didn't know it was that much.
Do you keep track of where they are and get them all together for a concert?
It's a good idea.
Wow, that would be a big undertaking. I have a pretty good track of where they are, but there's a few here and there that I probably didn't log in. But, yeah, that's a great idea. I never thought of that. So look at it.
She's got all kinds of great ideas. She is just full of it.
She's just great. Love it.
One idea after another. All right. Any concerts or anything that are fundraising efforts or events that we need to tell them about Play It Forward?
Yes, of course. May 18th is our next big one, and it's at the pageant. I'm really excited about this. School of Rock is putting on the event, and they're going to donate 50-50, 50 to Play It Forward, and 50 goes to their scholarship fund for School of Rock. And, of course, School of Rock is a great organization that takes young students and turns them into brilliant musicians. So this stage will host multiples of 8, 9, 10, 11, 15-year-old musicians doing their thing in benefit of Play It Forward.
And nothing warms my heart more, truthfully, than seeing a 10-year-old kid playing Hendrix or Stevie Ray Vaughan on the guitar. That's when I realize, okay, our future might be in pretty good hands.
Right, and that's the salvation. I feel better about rock and roll as well. Like, yes, there is still hope. So nothing against Miley Cyrus or Justin Bieber, but I do like to hear a 10-year-old whip out a Rush song on the pageant stage, and I think that's what we're going to get.
But you
May
can't,
18th.
You can't twerk in Norway, speaking of Miley.
Finland.
Right?
Finland. There's going to be a problem with Miley Cyrus twerking in Finland.
So are they canceling her show?
Her show, Justin Timberlake's. Both in question because of the Crimean situation, because Russian guys own the venue that they were going to be playing in, and they have sanctions on them by our government. So American artists can't go play in that venue.
American artists or just twerkers in general?
I think it's American artists and then twerkers in specific.
Oh, these are sad times we live
in.
Aren't they war?
You're twerking in Finland.
War is hell. Another thing Sam does is keep track of what's going on musically with bands around town. And I get emails and Facebook posts and stuff from musicians wondering how to get on the show. And I send them to playitforwardstl.org. And Sam goes through a lot of the music, goes out and sees a lot of the music. And each week turns us on to a couple of new ones and some classics. And what are we doing this week?
A band that's been around in St. Louis for so long, and I love it. The Feed. Are you familiar?
I've heard the name.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've got a great show on Thursday, April 10th at Off-Broadway, one of the coolest venues in St. Louis. I tell you what, they host more original music than a lot of venues do, so well done them. Off-Broadway, Thursday, April 10th, 8 p.m., $10 gets you in the door. Also, Bailiff is on the bill. This album is going to be released this summer. It's called Outsider. So this is a new track off the album. You can also catch The Feed April 12th at Lo-Fi on Cherokee Street, the Cherokee Street Festival. And the band will be set up in an old antique store called The Heirloom, which I think that's kind of neat. And April 18th, they'll be at Euclid Records for National Record Day.
All right, so from the Feed, this one's called Stella, is it not?
It is Stella.
That's The Feed, song called Stella. Samantha Fisher along for Thursday Music Club. Kira Sneed, our co-host here as well. And, you know, I don't know how long we've been doing this, Sam, but, boy, when we started playing the stuff, they were cassettes. It was rough sounding, and pretty much everything now that we play on the air sounds, you know, good enough quality to get national airplay, and it's interesting to see how the scene has matured.
You know, and what a beautiful thing that we've been doing this show for so long and able to highlight these local musicians in St. Louis. You know, we've talked about it before. I think we get overlooked so much of how much music is here. Let's not even get started about the Bill 328 and what's happening downtown. And don't get me started. So this is a great outlet for our local musicians to get highlighted. And this leads me to my dear friend, Darius Sickman. Darius is 19 years old. He graduated with honors from Collinsville High School. He's actually been a member of my family for 10 years. I absolutely adore this young man, and I love what he's doing. He's a young hip-hop artist. He's actually attending the Nelly Institute, and, you know, this kid went down there by himself, signed him up, did all his financing alone, and I just think it's really notable for a young man to put himself out there. Darius sings all his own songs. He writes all his own stuff. All original, and I just think he's going to be an up-and-coming artist, and I'm really excited for
him. And this is clean, I guess?
This is a clean track, absolutely. And you've met Darius at, I brought him into the studio a couple of months ago.
The quiet
one. When I brought Dallas, his buddy, along.
I do remember Darius.
You do remember, yeah. Yes. So this is the first time our boy Darius has some radio airplay, and he's excited, and I'm excited too. Highlight one of his songs, and this is an original from Mr. Hickman, and it's called Keep Your Head Up.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Sam, and don't forget, playitforwardstl.org for more information. Scour the basement, check the attic, that guitar under the bed that was going to be your ticket to rock stardom that didn't play out. Well, maybe the next kid could take it farther, so think about that for a tax deduction as well. playitforwardstl.org. We go out in the segment with Darius Hickman. Keep your head up.
Don't look down.
Don't look down.
Keep your head up.
Keep your head up.
I once said the same thing as you, then I got fed up.
Then I got fed up.
Life is good.
It's good. keep your head up.
Keep your head up.
Got my life on the way up.
Got my life on the way up.
Got my money on the way up.
Yeah.
Don't look down.
Don't look down.
Keep your head up.
Keep your head up.
I once said the same thing as you, then I got fed up.
Then I got fed up.
Life is good.
It's good.
Keep your head up.
Keep your head up.
Got my life on the way up.
Got my life.
Finally got my money on the way up.
Finally got my life on the way up.
Long nights worked hard for the pay cut. Instead of spending my whole life just to save up. I live my dream suit even when I wake up. You gotta wake up, get your cake up. Life is just a bad
twist. It's gonna be my next ringtone right there.
I already recorded it for you.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how these guys can do it. I mean, I'm not a hip-hop fan per se, but the way they sing it and the breathing... I've tried to like sing along to some Eminem and totally get winded. It's a total different cadence. I'll do it for you sometime.
I would love that.
Not on the air.
No, not on a Thursday?
No.
I think that sounds like our Music Club Thursday for next week.
There has to be some older artists, but you know, from your generation, who sang real fast and had that kind of style.
No, not really. Glenn Miller Orchestra, maybe?
Little Richard probably had a good working diaphragm.
Come on, I just started getting AARP mail. Don't make me any older than I am. 139, Roadways we go. Let's see what Ed Samarin's got for us.